This is Ozarks at Large. Hundreds of students at the University of Arkansas have active cases of COVID-19, as do a handful of faculty and staff. While most students quarantine off campus, special isolation space is available for students living on campus. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the U of A has started to pay Mount Sequoia in Fayetteville to quarantine a small number of students who live off campus.
Mount Sequoia Center, situated on a pretty forested preserve in East Fayetteville, was originally founded almost a century ago by the Methodist Episcopal Church as a summer religious and recreational retreat. 4 years ago, the center became an independent secular nonprofit organization owned by a board of trustees, which leased space to entrepreneurs, artists, virtual school groups during the pandemic, and to organizations for public conferences, meetings, and classes. Emily Gentry serves as president and chief executive officer.
And our new mission is to be a welcoming space for people to connect with people, land, and spirit.
In early September, the 11-member staff began to welcome a small number of COVID-19 positive U of A students who live off campus in need of temporary places to quarantine.
Most students have only used this option for a day or two as they've made arrangements to quarantine and are isolated at home. These were unique situations involving students already living off campus, as the spaces the university has reserved on campus for potential quarantine and isolation needs are designed for students already living on campus.
The University of Arkansas counts 27,549 students this fall semester, attending both in person or remotely during the pandemic. Those who are sick or are experiencing symptoms while awaiting COVID-19 test results, or who have received a positive test result, are required to isolate. 260 designated isolation rooms are available to students living in university housing. But out of concern for certain students living off campus who have multiple roommates, the University of Arkansas is providing quarantine room and board at Mount Sequoia.
Our executive chef is providing all the meals. So he's been putting them in to-go containers, making sure we follow all the dietary restrictions. So we deliver meals, again, so they don't have to leave their rooms. That was just another way we wanted to help keep them confined to the space that they're in, make sure that they could fulfill a true quarantine and not have to leave for anything. And then we are not providing medical care. When they go to leave from our facility, they have arranged either to go back, to their housing if that's appropriate, or they've arranged to quarantine at home. But we are, like I said, we are capable of providing up to 2 weeks for each of the students, because that's typically the quarantine period that they need to fulfill. But we have not yet had someone stay for a full 2 weeks.
Gentry says only a handful of students are presently staying at Mount Sequoia.
Yeah, they've just been so grateful and thankful that we've been able to provide something for them. And they have truly been very accommodating and following the rules and just very respectful of the Mount Sequoia staff and what we're asking them, and of you, what the university housing is asking them to do.
The University of Arkansas is compensating Mount Sequoia for their room and board.
We're charging them $60 per room per night, and then it's $35 per day for meals for the students.
Gentry says Mount Sequoia staff are taking precautions, tending to their quarantined guests who must remain sequestered and not wander about.
Staff is not having any physical contact with any of the students. So we communicate with them so they can go directly to the space that they're assigned to, and their keys and all of the documentation and the copy of the rules are all in their spaces. And then when they go to check out, we've been working with our housekeeping staff to make sure we let the room sit for a period of time, just to provide enough, you know, so the housekeeping's not coming in right after the students leave. And then we're providing all sorts of personal protective equipment for our housekeeping staff. We've even invested in an electrostatic fogger to help make sure that we're doing proper sanitizing. We're even going above and beyond what the CDC and the Arkansas Department of Health recommend with that electrostatic fogger. So those are some of the ways that we're just working. And then we have regular check-ins with the students, too. So we're dropping off meals, making sure they're in the space that they're supposed to be in. We communicate directly with the students to make sure that they're okay and they're safe and they're staying where they're supposed to stay.
Word began to circulate over Labor Day weekend that COVID-positive University of Arkansas students were being housed at Mount Sequoia, says Keila Asphal, who lives in the neighborhood.
I had heard about this, and I think it's a wonderful idea. I'm glad that the Mount Sequoia is helping the community. And I think, you know, I've thought, if I had to be quarantined, what would I do, you know, if I couldn't be in my home? And I think that this provides a great place for people to do that. And I think we've all got to take care of each other during this time. And I think that's a good example of that.
The University of Arkansas Pat Walker Health Center hosts an online COVID-19 dashboard at uark.edu/coronavirus, which details case counts and necessary directives. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.